Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, your Portland Trail Blazers are hosting the reigning champions in the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight at Zamoda Center. Danny will be there in attendance. You can meet the great Danny Morang. He loves it when you talk to him during the game.
Yeah, no. Hard pass. Hard pass on that.
But the Oklahoma City Thunder come into town, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, of the Blazers having four games in a row of teams off the back-to-back. I have a strong feeling that there won't be some load management tonight for the Thunder.
So I mentioned this the other day, there are two prevailing theories around the NBA right now, is that the Thunder are either going to be a team that tries to chase 74 wins, or they're going to realize what it takes to win 16 games in the playoffs, and they're going to start resting guys.
Yeah. It's also early. They might change their approach later on in the year.
And especially with a guy like Chet. Because he has had injuries already, particularly lower body injuries at his size. You just want to be careful with that. But it is going to be interesting to see what they do. It's early. It's, you know, teams have played 7-8 games or 6-8 games in that range. And the Thunder, as if you run Tankathon, blanking on the name there, sorry. Right now, the Thunder have two top 14 picks. Because of the picks they control. There's a little bit of breaking news earlier. Utah Jazz starting center Walker Kessler is out for the season after shoulder surgery. Whoops. And the Thunder have the Jazz pick.
And that could be real nice again.
Oops.
Can you imagine your first round pick for 2 years is Ace Bailey?
That's tough.
Isn't that tough? Isn't the guy nobody wanted?
I mean, it's not because of talent. I mean, that's
no, it's not
the
that at all.
Stuff around it.
I bring this up because last night Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the reigning MVP and NBA Finals MVP, he only played 29 minutes last night. 30 points, 12 assists, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Not as much of a merchant as he usually can be, but that is an extremely efficient game in less than 30 minutes. And that's kind of why I wonder if he, as boring as his game, quote unquote, might be, as some of you out there think, he is trending in territory of the most efficient guy I've ever seen. You can play 30, less than 30 minutes, have that kind of impact on the game. I know it's tough because it's the Clippers and you never know who they're going to play, but let's pretend that this Clippers team they put out there is a bad team. If you can do that, and in theory, quote unquote, the Blazers are a bad team, you can play back-to-backs and rack up a lot of wins without putting out a lot of effort.
So looking at it right now, I'm just sorting among players that have a usage rate higher than 18%. And it'll obviously factor in guys who have usage rates like Luka and Harden, who are, I mean, Luka's at 40, almost 42%, which would shatter the NBA record.
Yes.
But I wanted to just kind of capture just some guys in there. Shai is, 2, 4, 8th. Eighth in the league in points per shot attempt, 131.2, so 131 points if you take it out over 100 possessions, which is would put him in the 90th percentile for guards, which is really good. He is in the 97th percentile in usage rate. It's the 37.3%, but Luka reigns supreme right now. Luka's averaging 136.7 shots per shot attempt while being the league leader in usage rate.
But I will also ask this question. What are his minutes compared to Shea? What are his shot attempts to Shea? That's what I'm saying. It's not about being prolific scoring. I know that's Luka.
Well, that's not just that, but it's this points per shot attempt is efficiency.
I follow that. But if Luka's playing more minutes, he is naturally going to take more shots, which still gives him more. I'm saying because he's playing less minutes, less wear and tear on his body, mm-hmm. less, in theory, the need to carry the team, does that not give him a little bit of an upper hand?
Well, on the season, again, we've only played 8 games for the Thunder. SGA is averaging 35.1 minutes per game. That's a big number. Luka is averaging 38.2 in 4 games, and he is being rested because he is dealing with some injuries and some ailments. But
and he's completely changed his body over the course of the last 5 months.
But you're also talking about two of the highest usage rate. Like, 35.1 would be the most minutes that SGA had played in his career
mm-hmm.
this year.
This year.
So right now. So last year's at 34.2. Year before that, 30. I'm sorry. There's a 35.3 in there. 35.3 in 22-23 where he appeared in 68 games. So there's a little bit more with Luka there as far as the minutes and the shot attempts. Mm-hmm. But also look at the Lakers roster versus the Thunder roster.
That's exactly where I was going to go. I mean, the Lakers, you know, I sit here and bag on J.J. Redick a lot, but
he's a great coach.
He's coaching his patoot off down there, but that is the difference. And I wonder, you know, that's probably where my stats get a little bloated is because top to bottom, I mean, when you can bring Jay Will off the bench in Oklahoma City, that's kind of nice.
I mean, they have
J-Dub off the bench is kind of nice.
They have a lot of dudes on that team. I mean, they've got Cason Wallace, they've got Lu Dort, they've got Caruso, they've got SGA, they've got Jay Will, they've got Chet, they've got SGA. Like, you just kind of go down the list and you're like, damn.
Isaiah Joe had 22 last
year. Yeah. Joe, Wiggins, like, you just look at it and you're like, and Topic was supposed to be a factor for them this year. He was looking really good for them early on as far as a guy that maybe could be an off-night contributor kind of deal mm-hmm. when they're blowing a team out, and he pops up after tearing his knee going into last year. He has testicular cancer now, and it's like, good God, dude. Maybe you don't need all these trials right now, but yeah, no, I mean, this Thunder team is a complete and utter wagon, and the Blazers are 4.5-point dogs, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not touching that.
One positive on this Blazer matchup, though, tonight, different players, different styles, of course. But could I make the argument that Portland's trying to build a team like Oklahoma City?
Yes, they are.
Balanced, defensive.
Very deep.
They just don't have a guy that makes 30 points in 29 minutes. No, but outside of that, everyone just kind of contributes.
Yeah. That's. I mean, you're kind of hoping that Shaden becomes your off-brand Jay Will, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of like a guy who's capable of scoring 30 in a night, but gives you 20.
But doesn't need to.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what they're trying to do.
That embarrassment of riches is nice.
It's a really nice place to be. And like I just said, they have 2 lottery picks as it pertains right now.
You mentioned it. 4.5, you're like, meh, on the betting line. Don't love that. What would make you love a Blazer loss tonight? Like, just seeing what we're looking for in every game these days?
You cover that. I mean,
yeah, how Tiago and his rotation. Because coming out of the Laker game, you know, a lot of us weren't very happy. Myself included.
Not angry yelling at this guy.
Just, what's the best way to put it? I guess I walked into an unknown due to injuries and kind of not sure the route he would go. Can we see a big lineup? Can we see a small, you know, I think I wanted to see a big lineup and I saw more smaller lineups. And that could just be matchup. I don't know. This team is confusing now with injuries.
It is, and I think that's what they're going to try to figure out. And I think that's one of Tiago's kind of first tasks. We thought it might be, you know, what do you do with Shaden and how do you get him involved? And then, you know, the injury has kind of limited him. They're trying to protect him in that regard. So that's been kind of pushed to the side. But because of other injuries to Blake Wesley and to Matisse Thybulle and Scoot Henderson already out and Dame out for the year,
mm-hmm.
now you're having to get more creative. Caleb Love's playing and Ryan Rupert's playing, and you're trying to figure out who can Chris Murray take some more minutes here. The return of Robert Williams III and how many minutes he can play and how integrated he is. Because he is a guy that wasn't playing with them like on like full fives, full run during training camp because he's still doing his ramp up. So he's trying to get his wind, but also his understanding with where he works within the defense and where he works within the offense. So there's all these different things that are all going on at the same time while the Blazers are building this identity on both sides of the floor.
They got me all wet.
So it's going to be interesting to kind of see how they navigate that. And I said, following the game against the Lakers, the question Joe Simons asked me was, was that game an aberration from intensity, effort, focus, all those kind of things?
Might get the answer tonight.
Well, the good news is if you're a Blazers fan.
At
yes,
least the short-term answer.
Yeah. OKC, I guess the one thing you have going for you is they are coming off a back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have that. But they have the depth to kind of counter that. And if you aren't up to snuff offensively, they can put you away real quick.
And I can also use the back-to-back on the flip side, that if you win, it's like, wow, they were on a back-to-back.
Yeah.
God, I hate back-to-backs.
Yep. Welcome to it.
I just hate the narrative around it.
You can tell when guys have tired legs. You shouldn't have tired legs this early. If we're talking about back-to-back in March.
Right.
Yeah. Or better yet, back-to-back in late January when you haven't hit All-Star break and had a chance to recharge.
Yeah.
That's where you go, yeah, that's back-to-back that you don't like.
Well, the game is tonight in Portland, so if you don't got a ticket, check that out on TV. Get your free antennas out or your Blazer Vision, however you want to do it, or hit it up on the League Pass.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.